In this bulletin, a legal loophole could prevent asylum seekers being returned to Manus Island and Nauru, Westpac hit with a class action on behalf of mortgage holders, and three MPs quit Britain's ruling Conservative Party, calling its handling of Brexit disastrous. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Attorney-General warns a legal loophole will prevent asylum seekers transferred to Australia for medical treatment being sent back to detention on Manus Island and Nauru. Christian Porter has blamed the oversight on poor drafting of medical evacuation laws passed last week against the government's will. But the Shadow Attorney-General Mark Dreyfus says the language of the bill makes very clear that transfers are only temporary.
On what we've got to go on at the moment, we don't think that there's any problem. Our bill talked about temporary transfers, and that's the idea. This desperate Attorney General running around trying to create fear this morning is talking about a situation that is already happening.
A class action has been launched against Westpac on behalf of mortgage holders. It alleges customers were given unsuitable loans by the bank in breach of its responsible lending obligations. The action relates to people who took out mortgages from the 1st of January 2011. It's the first class action against a Big Four bank since the publication of the Hayne Royal Commission report. Three MPs have resigned from Britain's Conservative Party to join an independent group founded by former opposition Labour MPs. Anna Soubry, Sarah Wollaston and Heidi Allen wrote a joint letter to Prime Minister Theresa May to confirm their departure. The trio will now join the new so-called independent group, which was set up by eight Labour MPs who resigned from their party earlier this week over its handling of Brexit and anti-Semitism. The ex-Conservative MPs say Brexit has redefined the Conservative Party and that the party has shifted towards the far right. Ms May says she's saddened by the trio's decision to leave and thanked them for their service to the party. That sentiment has been shared by Conservative MP James Cleverly.
They've been admirably open about their disagreements over Brexit. It's very disappointing. I know they are, passionate and effective parliamentarians, and you don't want to lose people.
Southeast Queensland is being urged to prepare as Cyclone Oma maintains its path toward the coast. The weather system is expected to bring wild weather, gale-force winds and heavy rainfall. The Bureau of Meteorology is still uncertain about which path the storm will take, but says there's a possibility it could make landfall at the weekend. The system is already bringing hazardous surf conditions and abnormally high tides. A dozen victims of sexual abuse have met with Vatican officials a day before the start of an unprecedented conference on clerical abuse that aims to guide senior bishops on how best to tackle the problem. The survivors call for the Pope to apply a zero-tolerance policy, including the dismissal of bishops who covered up offences. Survivor Marie Dispenza says the meeting, which lasted more than 2 hours, was confrontational at times.
It went well. There was a lot of tension, a lot of passion, a lot of anger, a lot of demands. And the good news is the bishops did listen.
Qantas has reported a 16% fall in first half-year profits to $498 million. The carrier says it's down to a big jump in fuel costs. Qantas Domestic, Jetstar Domestic and Qantas Loyalty all reported record results, but a $416 million increase in the carrier's fuel bill hit its bottom line. Chief Executive Alan Joyce says plans to retire 747s from the fleet will make a difference.
That will do a lot for our overheads and reduce costs in other ways. Spare parts will reduce, training requirements will reduce, and the higher maintenance and fuel burn associated with these older aircraft will also reduce.
New Matildas coach Ante Milicic is set to unveil his squad for the upcoming Cup of Nations. The 44-year-old was announced on Monday as the replacement for Alan Stajic, who was controversially sacked last month. Milicic has told Fox Sports he's been in touch with his predecessor and thanked him for his contribution to the national women's team.
You know, I think when you come into this industry as a coach, you know, these things happen and you quickly got to move on and you look forward to it. And, you know, it's normal when someone does lose their job, you you wish them the well for the future and, you know, you appreciate the work they've done in the past. But at the same time, I'm looking forward.
We'll now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 27 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing, 27. Melbourne, cloudy and 20. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 28. Wollongong, a shower or two and 22 degrees. Sydney, also a shower or two and 26. Newcastle, shower or two and 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, hot and partly cloudy, 37. And Darwin, possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.